Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Monday, September 8th. The news sponsored by St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. Missouri lawmakers returned to the state capitol today for a special session to address two key issues, redrawing the state's congressional maps and altering the initiative petition system. The proposed congressional map, supported by Governor Mike Kehoe and President Donald Trump, aims to create a 7-1 Republican advantage by making significant changes to the 5th congressional district in Kansas City.
This map was drawn here, made here, for here, by our team.
Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe, in his Twitter video a week and a half ago, calling for the special session. But did his team draw the map? Missouri Democrats think otherwise. Senate Minority Leader Doug Beck.
Others have seen it weeks ago because it was drawn in Washington, D.C.
Beck references a Missouri Independent article which claims the map originated in Washington, D.C. The map, usually drawn in the Senate, did not involve Senate President Pro Tem Cindy O'Loughlin, according to one of her staffers. A staffer for House Majority Leader John Patterson said the same. KMOX has reached out to a spokesperson from Kehoe's office, asking who worked on the map. Instead of naming names, the spokesperson said over text, it was several members who have extensive redistricting knowledge. KMOX asked for their names and has not yet heard back as of late Sunday evening. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Illinois leaders pushing back hard on President Trump's plan to fight crime and illegal immigration in Chicago with National Guard troops.
KMOX Democratic analyst Michael Kelly says military troops on city streets isn't the way to tackle those issues long term. But that's not what his opposition party should focus on.
Unfortunately, Democrats are pushing back on the military thing because it is ridiculous. But what would make sense is for us to continue to highlight that if he really wanted to fix crime, he could be funding it. But in fact, he's cut the money that goes to crime fighting so that he could have a tax cut.
Republican analyst John Hancock says the president's within his rights for now to put troops on the streets, but eventually the courts will get a hold of this.
Is it an appropriate use of the U.S. military forces to essentially become police forces in American cities? And I think that's a question that the courts have said no, and I think we'll continue to say no.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is saying a hard no. He says the president is threatening to go to war with an American city. Scott Jagal, KMOX News.
America is not for everyone. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt said that in a long speech this weekend at the National Conservatism Conference and said it's not just illegal immigration that's a problem, but legal immigration as well. Who is it for? He says the son and daughters of the Christian pilgrims who settled this country.
All of them will be astonished to hear that they were only fighting for a proposition. They believed they were fighting for a nation, a homeland for themselves in their descendants. They fought, they bled, they struggled, they died for us. They built this country for us. America, in all its glory, is their gift to us, handed down across the generations. It belongs to us. It's our birthright, it's our heritage, our destiny. If America is everything and everyone, then it is nothing and no one at all.
Schmidt says immigration threatens the ancient fabric of nations and said the H-1B visa program for skilled foreign workers has kneecapped white-collar workers. His speech was titled, "What is an American?" There's a renewed interest in a local murder case from 1980.
The St. Louis County prosecutor and Ellisville police chief are expected to discuss the murder of a Dairy Queen night manager from 45 years ago. Margaret Maria Walsh was found by the owner. She had been shot in the head. About $125 had also been stolen and the office ransacked. No one has ever been charged in the case, even though it's been reopened several times. KMOX will be at the news conference and we'll have updates for you throughout the morning. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, sponsored by Krenz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com. Starting in November, you'll no longer be able to fly Southwest direct from St. Louis to Long Beach, California. Southwest already cut flights to Orange County and will cut its Burbank route in March. The only regular nonstop flight to that area from St. Louis will be straight into LAX. The St. Louis Cardinals took 2 of 3 against the San Francisco Giants. The Redbirds begin a series with the Mariners tonight. First pitch set for 8:40 on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.